Hello, everybody. Welcome to DDG Episode 0. This is Door to Door Geek. This is a brand new podcast where I'm going to cover a broad range of topics, and it's only going to be me on this podcast. This is my very first solo event. In the past, I've always had co-host on podcast. To be honest, I never wanted to do a solo podcast until I realized this is something I really should do. Just for practice speaking, and forcing me to do things I'm a little bit uncomfortable with doing, such as reading emails on shows. The only way I'm going to get better is through practice. So this is kind of a self-help, self-medication, self-improvement podcast behind the scenes. To the listener, it really is going to be a couple of different topics here that I know I'm going to cover. Among them are the state of Podnuts. Probably every quarter or so, I'm going to do an episode just dedicated on how is Podnuts doing as an organization, as a podcast network. How are the hosts doing? How are the shows going? How is advertising revenue going? In straight contradiction to how is the affiliate links going? So and the Patreon's going. I'd much rather earn any revenue from that versus advertising revenue. But for instance, like on the website banner ads, it really fits and it works. And if you guys haven't noticed by now, but Podnuts tries to only advertise things that we really truly believe in. We like, we use, for the most part, we know the owners of these companies. We've talked to these owners. We've sat and broke bread with these owners, and we've had a good time, and we've come to an understanding of what they're trying to do. So we try our best to help them by offering them these ad sponsorships. And just how I am doing is me, myself, the quote-unquote president of Podnuts. How am I doing? How's the state of me? That's just one topic of show. Other things are going to be, for instance, like hardware reviews, software reviews, things that don't fit on the other shows, so they're probably not going to be too heavily Android or Linux specific. But once in a while, things that don't fit on those shows, I will bring here. Also going to bring, obviously, I hate saying this, but rants and raves. I'm going to try to, you know, speak about good things when I can and point out bad things when I think it needs to be pointed out. I don't want to point out the same things everyone else is pointing out. I would also really like to have complete episodes where they're like AMAs, except they're not AMAs because there's certain questions I'm just not going to answer. Certain questions probably about my family, I'm just not going to answer. About my work, I'm just not going to answer because those things need to be separate from this. But I do want entire episodes where all it is I'm just covering feedback. It will help me read the emails as I'm speaking them. Also, voicemails will always be welcome so we can hear them as well. Also talk about things like future tech, like where do we see things going, you know, 5, 10, 20 years kind of thing, but really just guesswork. Once in a while I'll have episodes that I've categorized, I'm thinking as human observations, but that's a real generic term. What it really is, it's noticing things about cultures, about societies, and just, you know, people in general kind of thing. Because, you know, I think the only truth in this universe is our own personal reality, which is our own personal perspective on life and our own experiences. So things that I quote unquote notice. We will also talk about the conferences I'm going to, conferences I've been to, conferences that other Podnuts hosts are going to. And also, I'm going to do probably podcast reviews. Right now, I subscribe to over 90 podcasts, which is nearly 2 years of episodes if I do one podcast review a week. I don't know when I'm going to do them. I just know when I find a podcast that I think needs more people to listen, then I'm going to mention it. So, you know, while I like Uncle Leo and I like him, and I like, you know, like certain shows on his network, I'm not going to be talking about them as a podcast review because they have enough listeners, plenty of listeners. They don't need any more. I will say also, I'm going to have friends on from time to time. I don't really intend on having any interviews on this podcast, but I do intend on having friends on once in a while just to hold intelligent conversations. For instance, I might bring Chad on board when he's talking about building organizations. I might have Martin on board talking about, deploying a Windows server. I might have Matt Rainey on talking about one of his WatchGuard pieces of hardware and how do they work. The sky is the limit, basically. But, friends could come on and we could talk about things and they would be just random episodes. I do want to eventually get to the point of doing what every other podcast seems like it does, which is having video, streaming live, that kind of thing, and maybe even video episodes. But I'm going to say that we need to build up to that. I'm only going to do as much as people want me to do. And to be very honest, the only way you can directly let me know exactly what you want me to do is if you join like a Patreon, which I do plan on posting here shortly. There's no greater weight than money. And even if it's only $1 a month, that speaks volumes over someone who's never donated and who sends me emails telling me things that I should do. While they might be just as honest, just as pure, just as insightful, it means a little bit more, to be honest. I previously didn't really think very highly of the Patreon model, but now I've talked to a couple friends. What I look at it as bribery. You guys are bribing me to do more, to do different, to do better, kind of thing. So when we do the Patreon, I will denounce it, and I will have flexible goals, kind of thing. Also, once in a while, this show might have bonus feature of streaming a game. I mean, anything's possible. It could happen. We could also have dedicated series. Like, I could have one every month on how I think it's best to configure Linux on a laptop. It could be anything off like that. But here's one of the biggest things. I firmly believe going into a podcast over-organizing and over-stipulating ahead of time what things are going to be is a very bad thing. Because then it forces you during the show to stay within those rules, stay within those boundaries, if you will. So this show really is going to be a growth thing. I'm going to start out with concepts and ideas that I think could work, and I'm going to basically let the podcast grow into whatever it wants to be, kind of thing, or via the listener's feedback guidance, I'm going to let the show form into that. The other thing is it's going to be completely random. I'm going to be very honest. It might be like 4 episodes in one day, or it might be 4 episodes in 3 months. It's going to be completely random. It's going to basically fit in when it can, and it's going to pop up when things in my head pop up and I think they're worth talking about. I will say all the support that I've gotten when I bought this network has been great, has been grand, has been outstanding. I really only have one goal in mind, and that's as a network to learn as much as possible and then bring it to the shows. To be honest, that's why the shows that are on the network are right now on the network. We have Tracy doing right now 2 shows, Sports Nuts and Book Nuts. He's bringing personal experiences from what he sees and what he learns in the books and the sports, and he tells people about them. We have Android App Addicts, where me, Eric, and Mark learn about Android devices, learn about Android apps, learn about the little nuances in them, and then bring them to the show. Every show, I feel, does that, especially the Computer Repair Podcast with Jeff. To me, that's the token show of this is exactly how it's supposed to be done. The amount of information him and all his co-hosts bring in every show is nearly overwhelming. It is quite nearly overwhelming. But they bring it and they basically share it for everyone to have. And one thing I would like to do at least once an episode, I'm going to shoot for it, is a random recommendation. I was listening to another podcast where at the end of the show, they would just recommend something and it was not connected to the show whatsoever. So I'm going to try to do that as well. It could be anything. It could be a TV show or a movie that I actually watch, even though I don't really watch too many of them. It might be, you know, a type of gum I found. It could be anything. Or a cup that I absolutely love and I want to take into restaurants and tell them to put my drinks in because I like the cup that much. So I'm going to give recommendations, and that's just going to be one of the things that I try to do each and every episode. We will see how successful I am with that. And I'm sure I'm going to have other tangents podcast on like what I think is the making of a good podcast, what I think is the good production of a podcast. What do I think, you know, how those things should be done? And it's going to be mainly tech focused. What I'm going to say, it's not going to be a vlog, really. I'm not going to come on and talk about the car accident I almost had. I'm not going to come on and say how sad I am. I'm not going to come on and, you know, do those kinds of things. It's going to primarily be tech focused, but it's also going to be just about my perspective on things, which the one thing I will wholeheartedly admit, I am never 100% right. I'm right once in a while. I'm wrong just as much, if not more, just like everybody else out there. But I really do have fun being on podcasts, getting feedback, talking about things, and just seeing where we can go with them. So with that, by episode one, I hope to have email addresses up to where you can send me feedback. And slowly, show by show, I'll be doing more things like the YouTube video, the live video, and other things that as they come. I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thank for everyone for subscribing. And I will talk to everyone later.
My name is Jeff Halish. I'm the host of Podnuts Daily, where we interview real people who are working in the computer repair field. I would like to invite you to check out the shows to learn what other computer repair techs are doing. If you would like to be a guest on the show, then contact me at guest@podnuts.com. Podnuts Daily, where it's fun to talk tech.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.